proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I don't believe in praying for myself. That's selfish. Well, these words came from a young believer in our ministry overseas. When I smiled when hearing this, I gave some thought to the statement and wondered if it was indeed selfish to pray for oneself. Well, truly, there are ways to pray selfishly after the flesh, but God desires that we come to Him bringing our requests. The practice of prayer for the believer reveals a personal dependence and communication with God the Father. In this, prayer is very personal. Prayer is simply talking with God, which implies relationship. This relationship begins in prayer when we call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. As a child of God, we have the great privilege to enter boldly into God's throne room to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Apostle Paul challenged us to have a praying life, letting, as he said, our requests be made known unto God. While we should pray for one another, we must not neglect to pray for ourselves. Throughout the Bible, we read of many heroes of the faith who prayed for themselves. David was a man after God's own heart who often prayed for himself. This was precious communion with God. In the Psalms, David offered several personal prayers. Many times he prayed for deliverance from his enemies. He also prayed for personal direction from the Lord for the path of life. David also prayed for personal cleansing after confessing his sin before God. Personal prayer was vital in the life of David. In the New Testament, we find the Apostle Paul regularly prayed for himself. He sought the Lord, for example, to remove the thorn in the flesh for personal relief, but in doing that, found God's grace was sufficient for him. Also, he desired liberty in ministry that the word of God may have free course. Paul also prayed for personal protection from those who sought to harm him and his companions. Personal prayer was an important and constant practice for the Apostle Paul. But the greatest example of personal prayer is, of course, the Lord Jesus. The Savior habitually spent time with the Father in prayer for personal strength, communion, and submission. But the most visible moment of Jesus' personal prayer life was at the Garden of Gethsemane. Facing the dreadful task before him, he cried out, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Jesus was obedient to the Father's will and went to the cross, dying for us. But at this moment, we discover an important key to a praying life. Personal prayer is based on submitting to God's will so that we can be conformed to the image of Christ. So, is it wrong to pray for yourself? The short answer is no, as long as your prayer is according to God's will. When we seek the ways or will of God, He will be glorified through our prayers. God is not stingy in giving us His best. Furthermore, God desires to answer our requests as we align our will with His. A key verse to help us understand this is found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Here it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us." And here we find the purpose of prayer, according to His will. But we also find here the power of prayer and the fact that He heareth us. As our prayer life conforms to God's will, we have the assurance that He will hear our request, and He has all power to do so. Personal prayers will produce confidence in the Lord for the believer. This is built upon our relationship with God. These prayers also will produce humility as we understand our role as God's children. Finally, personal prayers will produce gratitude in the life of the believer. When we see the Lord answer our prayers, we should be thankful for His mercy and grace in our lives that will flow to others. As we develop a praying life, we will experience the spiritual riches of God, His love, joy, peace. But too many Christians live in spiritual poverty when the resources of heaven are at their disposal. Too many prayers fail because we never ask for anything. So take time to pray today for yourself. Grow closer to the Lord. He is waiting to hear from you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.